From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is getting underway at Hofstra University outside New York City. Some television industry officials are predicting a record 100 million people will tune in to see this debate. According to opinion polls, the two candidates are locked in a very tight national contest, with Clinton holding a slight lead. You can get more on the debate at voanews.com. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and the national guerrilla movement known as the FARC has been signed. At the signing, the FARC leader apologized to the victims of the country's half-century conflict. Numerous heads of state and foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, attended the signing ceremony in Cartagena.
With the signing of a peace agreement, this is an enormous step forward to end the longest-running war in this hemisphere, one of the longest in the world.
Colombians will render a final verdict on the agreement in a nationwide referendum on October 2nd. Aid workers in the Syrian city of Aleppo say Syria and its Russian planes Monday stepped up their bombing campaign on rebel-held parts of the city. They say nearly 100 people have been killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Syrian government and its Russian allies, in his words, seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. The onslaught on Aleppo triggered a flurry of accusations Sunday at an emergency session of the UN Security Council. A Kremlin spokesman denounced U.S. and British accusations of complicity in the destruction of the city of Aleppo. This is VOA News.